Welcome to the Awake Church Podcast. At Awake, our mission is simple. Know God, take action. We pray that this podcast will help you on that journey.
Thank you, Lord. All right. You know, during the first century after Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, filled everybody. Actually, right before that, Jesus gives his followers some direction. And he says, I want you to go, right? Yeah, I'm giving you the Holy Spirit so that you'll be my witnesses throughout all of Judea and Samaria to the remotest parts of the earth. Go, right? Then the Holy Spirit came, and what did they all do? They stayed. And they formed this community. And the community kept growing and growing and growing and growing. And then they have lots of problems, like how do we feed all of these people and how do we feed the widows and all of that. So Jesus said to go. They all stayed. And then this beautiful community formed. Not that it was bad, but it wasn't the command necessary that Jesus gave them, right? And then, of course, when they needed some of the help to feed widows and others, the apostle said, we're just too busy. We need to be praying and studying the word and all that as well. We can't be serving all the tables as well. So they chose seven other men, full of the Spirit, full of faith, Stephen being one, Philip being another. Stephen comes in, and they are serving tables. And they says their qualifications were they were full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith to serve tables. Pretty amazing. And as they're serving, Stephen also takes on the side job of ministering in power in the streets. And people are getting healed and set free. And he's preaching with wisdom that's beyond the wisdom of any person. So they capture him. They bring him before the council. They accuse him. They let him speak. And man, does he speak. He shares, you can read this, Acts chapter 7, a whole chapter of him sharing the gospel from the beginning, basically. Then he rebukes those who had captured him, and he sees Jesus stand up at the throne next to the Father. He sees in the Spirit when he does that, and they cover their ears, and they're angry. They throw him out, then they stone him to death. As Stephen dies, he says, as Jesus said, into your hands I commit my spirit. Then he died just like Jesus did, and from that moment, a great persecution started. This first century, this persecution had never been like this before, and it's against these followers of Jesus. And they start going, Saul being one of them, capturing believers, dragging them out of their homes, dragging them to prison, killing them, beating them, persecuting them. And in the midst of that, Philip, the other cohort, friend of Stephen and fellow minister of serving tables, who was also full of the Spirit and full of faith. He must have seen Stephen doing his side job of ministering in power, and he starts doing the same. He goes to Samaria, which is north of Jerusalem. He goes to Samaria, and if you know about the Samaritans, it says in the Bible that the Jews had nothing to do with the Samaritans. So he goes to a place most likely where they're not going to be persecuted as much because the Jews don't care about the Samaritans. At this time, he goes there to preach, and signs and wonders and miracles, and Simon, the warlock, basically, the magician, he gets saved. And then Peter and John come to visit. They heard what's going on. This crazy stuff is going on. Philip is changing Samaria. So Peter and John go up and realize that they haven't been baptized in the Holy Spirit yet. So they pray for them to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. That happens. And then they take off, and then something happens. We'll just read here in Acts chapter 8, verse 26. It says, but an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. We've been talking about over the last 3 weeks, different ways that God speaks to us. He can use multitude of ways to speak to us. In this case, he uses an angel to speak to Philip, who is a common person. He's not an apostle. He's a server of tables. He's a volunteer. A follower of Jesus. The angel says to Philip, get up and go south to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert road. Verse 27, so he got up and went. He's obedient. And there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure, and he had come to Jerusalem to worship. And he was returning and sitting in his chariot and was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit, so we have an angel speaking to Philip to tell him where to go, go south. Then the Holy Spirit says to Philip next, with that probably internal voice, go up and join this chariot. Go up and join the chariot. So, you know, when the angel spoke to him, he didn't give him any directions, just where to go. He didn't say what you're going to do. The Holy Spirit, angel tags the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives the next message. Get up on the chariot and join this guy. So that's what he does. By the way, the Ethiopian eunuch, though he's called an Ethiopian here, most likely he was today, would be in Sudan, the Sudanese, because Candace is a title like Pharaoh. So Candace wasn't the queen's name necessarily. It was like saying Pharaoh in Egypt. So this is the kingdom of Cush, which is modern-day Sudan. So this Ethiopian, who's a very important person from this court, from the queen's court, is there. He's a prominent official. And let's put that slide up real quick. Verse 30, Philip ran up, after he hears the Holy Spirit say this, and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet, and said, do you understand what you're reading? He asked him a question. And he said, well, how could I unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him, which is what's drawn here in this photo or image. Now the passage of scripture which he was reading was this. He was led as a sheep to slaughter, as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he does not open his mouth. In humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who will relate his generation? And I think what he's saying there in that passage at the very end there is who can understand the difficulty and the struggle that this person will go through in his generation? For his life is removed from the earth. Verse 34, the eunuch answered Philip and said, please tell me, of whom does the prophet say, does he say this? Of himself or someone else? Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, he preached Jesus to him. I bet that was an amazing message. Beginning that scripture, he shares Jesus throughout the scriptures and tells the story of Jesus and probably everything that he had experienced, or many of the things he'd experienced, knowing Jesus personally. Many people believe that Philip was one of those 70 that Jesus sent out. Could have been, we don't know. Probably was. So he speaks to him and he shares him all these things. He's talking to him probably about the crucifixion, the resurrection, the ascension on the day of Pentecost, and the day of Pentecost, all of those things. Verse 36, as they went along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, look, water. I say, look, water, over here. What prevents me from being baptized? That is a powerful and wonderful question. You've just told me, Philip, all about Jesus through the scriptures, through time, and now I see water. You told me about baptism, that Jesus was baptized and that John baptized, and I see some water. What prevents me from identifying with this Jesus and getting wet myself today? Philip responds, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. So he ordered the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water. This wasn't a sprinkling. This was a full-on, let's get wet. And he ordered the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him. Verse 39, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. He disappeared. This is way before Star Trek. He just disappears. The Lord snatched him away, and the eunuch no longer saw him, but went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and he passed through and as he passed through, he kept preaching the gospel to all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Beautiful story. I looked up recently and a long time ago of how far, what's the distance that he was transported to in the spirit, his whole body, and it's between 20 and 30 miles that God grabbed Philip, whoop, took him out of that situation, and sent him on another mission in Caesarea. Incredible. He's got an angel speaking to him. He's got the Holy Spirit speaking to him. He's baptizing, and then he gets transported. What a beautiful thing. When we read the scriptures or hear someone share about God, what he has done, what he's doing, we should have a similar response to this Ethiopian man. What prevents me from experiencing that? What prevents me from getting saved? What prevents me from getting healed? What prevents me from getting baptized? What prevents me from getting baptized in the Holy Spirit? What prevents me from having an experience with God and hearing his voice? Nothing. For Philip, what he told him was, if you believe, do you believe? We can experience the things. There's something about the scripture when we read them, that it's an inspiration and an invitation to experience the very things we're reading, that others went through, that others got to experience, like Philip. Again, Philip was not an apostle. He was a guy who was a volunteer in his local church. And boy, he had this great faith, though. And God started to use him in powerful ways. And this Ethiopian eunuch who became, my guess is, and there are stories through history of what this guy did when he went back, that he really became the first missionary to Africa. And the gospel went to Africa way before it went to many other places through him, through this moment. Such an incredible passage and thing that the Lord was doing. But the Lord put inside of this Ethiopian man this heart to want to receive and participate and engage himself in what was going on through what Jesus has done. Not sit on the side, not gain information. Oh, that's a great story. Thank you, Philip, for sharing that. No, I want this. I want to get involved in this. I want to have that same experience. What prevents me? Nothing but some faith, nothing but some believing, and being willing to get wet, right? And he did it.